Anthony Rizzo with Cap and Jay Hood.
Rizzo to right. Out of here.
The 0-1, and Rizzo sends one to deep right field. No doubt about it.
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo in the air. Well hit. It is a grand slammer.
A monster shot for Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo on Cap and Jay Hood. Right here on ESPN 1000.
Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O.
Anthony Rizzo, our guy, brought to you by Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save. Toyota and Valparaiso University.
It's always a gut check on the schedule, right?
That's it.
The Mets are the gut check for the Cubs here for the next couple days. See what happens.
Yep. Three more, and they get DeGrom tomorrow, and Anthony joins us now. Riz, how are you this morning? I know a tough game last night, but you did take one out of the ballpark.
Yeah, doing well. Nice being back, you know, in all these cities we didn't get to travel to last year. So it's always fun coming to New York, that's for sure.
Riz, what was the game plan yesterday going in that first game against the Mets for you offensively?
We faced Peterson before. He was throwing well. He was locating well, keeping his fastball down. He's getting a lot of ground balls. You're hitting the ball hard just on the ground. And he pitched really well. And you got to give him credit. And, you know, we just didn't score runs. And, yeah, that's really it.
So we were talking, Anthony, on the show today about guys, gals, they come home from work, they watch the game, and then when you lose, you know, it ruins their night. You have always said to me for years, I've known you now 9 years, hey, man, it's one of 162. It's over. We lost, we move on, we won. Great, we got to go back and play again tomorrow. Last night, Lance Lynn, a lot of people around town are saying, hey, White Sox, you're playing the Rays. This is a statement series. This is like big stuff in June. Well, they lost. Here's Lance Lynn after the game. I would love your take.
You mentioned this being a kind of a mid-June challenge. You know, is part of the mindset of not make this, you know, bigger than it is. You guys kind of know what team you are, you know, regardless of, you know, how these three games go necessarily.
Yeah, it's June. No one gives a
Okay, so when you hear that, what do you think? It's June. No one gives a blank. What do you do? You agree with that?
I think Lance is a pro, and he's been around a long time, and he's been on the Cardinals and a World Series team, and I mean, you care, you know, when you don't want to lose ever, right? But you don't take the sample size in June and start going crazy. It's going to be a long season, and it's going to come down to the last couple of weeks, as it always does. It's not going to be a landslide in most divisions. And, you know, what Lance said is, you know, there's definitely some truth to it. But, as competitors, you never want to lose.
Riz, with the infusion of new teammates that you have this year, the Mariznicks and Sogard, Wisdom, what have the new faces done for the state of the team right now?
Just new energy. It's fun. It's they come in and we have a good time, and it's instant chemistry, and we're all pretty much the same age, and guys coming from different organizations and just sharing different stories, and it's been really fun just having everyone new come in. Jock's been amazing in our clubhouse, just keeping it loose and having fun.
So tomorrow night, provided he wakes up, feels good. I know he left a start last week, but he says he feels ready to go. You face Jacob DeGrom. Now, I know what Joe Maddon used to do. I think Ross is the same way. He'll tell you several days in advance, hey, Anthony, I'm going to give you this day off. When you have to face a guy with a .56 ERA, the competitor in you says, don't you dare take me out of that lineup, or, well, if you're going to give me a day off and I got to not face that beast, I'm okay with it. How do you prepare for a game like tomorrow?
When it comes, it comes. I think, getting to face him is fun, always fun. And he, obviously what he's doing now is special. So it's going to be more significant if he continues to do what he's doing, just because he is so good and he's been so good for so long. And when you face guys like DeGrom, it's just a different challenge and a different beast, and it's fun because, like I said, he's the best of the best, and that's what you want.
Okay, so as a fan, Riz, what would you rather be involved with, the Wave or a beer snake? Because you saw this at Wrigley, right? I mean, it's the longest beer snake that we have seen, I think, probably ever at Wrigley that I've seen.
So, yeah, from Sunday night.
Yeah, so what would you rather be involved with, the beer snake or the Wave?
The beer snake. The Wave at Wrigley is and should be non-existent, so keep that tradition going. The beer snake is just, you look out there and you see the fans partying and just going crazy out there. And there's definitely some times, especially over the week, I was like, man, I wish I could be up there with them for a second. Just how much fun it looked like they were having.
There must be a rule with this, though, Riz, because if you're going to have the beer snake, that's fine. Hey, man, drink your beer. Like, finish it up. Don't let me have suds on the bottom of it. Like, there's half a cup of beer still in there, and they're shoving it in with their beer. Like, that doesn't work. I don't want beer on me if we're going to do the beer snake. Empty the cup first.
I agree. You got to drink it. Proper technique. It's about probably $6 to $8 they're leaving in the cup if they're leaving any beer in there. So.
Okay, so somebody did the math on the length of the beer snake. Yeah. How many cups that would have been? $30,000 worth of beer cups.
Okay, that's crazy.
Of what they purchased, $30,000.
Wow,
I saw that. That's amazing. That's awesome. It's so funny that. I mean, that was the biggest one I've seen. And listen, when you go into the bleachers at Wrigley on a weekend versus the Cardinals, you're going to expect the rowdiness, and that's what comes with it.
So you watch that at bat, I'm sure, on tape from Friday. I was at Yahtzee's doing an appearance for the radio station. My whole family was at the game. My wife's texting me after the at bat. That might be the best at bat she's ever seen, and she's been to a billion games, pre-me and with me. So take us to your mindset. It's a 14-pitch at-bat. It's a first game with 100% capacity. It's 90 degrees out. Wrigley's rocking, and you're facing really tough pitches.
Yeah. As the bat kept getting longer and longer, the crowd kept getting into it more and more. And I was 0-2, 1-2, and I fouled off a good amount of pitches, and then I took one for a ball to 2-2, and I just stepped out of there. All right, you're out of swing mode now. Just hit a good pitch. But, I mean, Ponce de Leon just kept pounding around the zone, not in the zone. And the first pitch, I think, called on me was a little – it was up and away. It was perfectly located. So I kind of had to expand just because not to strike out. And then you know, as it kept getting deeper and deeper, I just kept saying to myself, this will not end without me getting a hit, just kind of willing it to happen. And then obviously the home run comes and that swing comes, and it was just to tie the game up, definitely a momentum switch. It's just exciting with it being 100%, with the fans being there. It was a really cool moment.
Okay, so forgetting the 16 playoff World Series run where you had some big hits. I remember you went almost back-to-back with Chris in Cleveland and against the Dodgers. Leave that out. Was this the best at-bat of your career?
Yeah, I would say so. It's, I mean, just the circumstances with it being back to 100%, the Cardinals being down one later in the game, 14 pitches and ending in a homer. It was awesome. It was a really, really good feeling.
Riz, we know what's going on in Chicago and some of the other places across the country. Cap and I have not been to New York in Manhattan. What's outside your hotel window? Does it feel like New York yet?
Yeah. I mean, drove to the park yesterday, kind of drove around downtown a little bit as well, and it seems to be good. I got some friends here that have said also it's New York is back, and not fully back to what, you know, the chaos, the crazy chaos, but they said that it's been as normal as can be and continues to keep getting, continues to keep opening up. So they, but as far as Citi Field, the crowd was pretty good. It wasn't, obviously nothing's like Wrigley, but we, you know, it's, always like playing here.
Yeah, Mark Grace had told me he got hit with a crutch back at Shea Stadium. Some old lady, he said, picked up her crutch and threw it at him because he had gotten a big hit as he was running out of the field.
For heaven's sakes.
Have you ever had, like, is New York the toughest opponent on you? Is it the Cardinals? Who's the toughest stadium where you're like, you wouldn't believe what they say to me?
I had some good stuff yesterday. Pittsburgh during the wild card year in 15 was absolutely electric with fans and the things that they would say. That one always sticks out to me. Here in New York, people are always very honest and will speak their mind. And it's always fun. I try to generally have fun with it and try to, you know, enjoy what people say and laugh about it because usually it is pretty funny.
Well, go have fun tonight, get a win, and then enjoy the challenge of Jacob DeGrom because I can't wait to sit down and watch that game. And win or lose, you're watching one of the greatest pitchers to ever perform on this stage. So I would think it'd be a cool challenge for you and your teammates.
Yep, it'll be a good one. So, all right, guys.
Have a great day.
Thank you. See you.
There you go. Anthony Rizzo from his hotel room up in New York. Cubs and Mets again tonight. All brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save. Sincerely, Toyota and Valparaiso University. 312-332-3776. Westminster Dog Show happened over the weekend. Which dog would I enter into the show? Next.